healthcare inequality is undeniably linked to racism? You've got to be kidding me. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, of all people on the surface of planet Earth, few are more hypocritical than Cecily Richards, the current president of Planned Parenthood, who had the gall to proclaim that healthcare inequality is undeniably linked to racism. First of all, the Democrat Party ally, Planned Parenthood, was founded on the mission of wiping out the black American population. In fact, it was Planned Parenthood founder and Democrat Party loyalist Margaret Sanger who called black Americans human weeds. She and her Democrat Party cohorts even recruited ignorant black ministers with charming personalities to persuade churchgoers to adopt the practice of murdering their babies.
And, oh, God. Yes.
Here we are numerous decades later, and we still have ministers like Jesse, hey, where's the camera, Jackson, and many others telling blacks it's okay to shed the innocent blood of their little babies. It is amazing that at one time, long, long ago, Jesse, hey, where's the camera, Jackson spoke out eloquently against what he called the racism of abortion. But I guess blood money talks and you know what walks. Anyway, I digress. Planned Parenthood President Cecily Richards also promised that the abortion provider will honor Dr., and I'll add Reverend Martin Luther King's, memory by helping people of all ages and races fulfill their potential. But if the Planned Parenthood goal of wiping out black people is still carried on, it is very unlikely they will or can reach their potential here on Earth. Of course, Richards conveniently forgot that Reverend King's niece, Alveda King, stated that, quote, the most dangerous place for a black American is in the womb. And I'll add, thanks to Planned Parenthood, the Democrat Party, and woeful, misleading preachers. It took the Ku Klux Klan 86 years to murder 3,446 Negroes from 1882 to 1968. Planned Parenthood rubs out 3,446 black American babies every 3.5 days. Planned Parenthood saying healthcare inequality is linked to racism is as bad as hearing, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. It's 2 Chronicles 7:14 time, folks. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And as we roll into the second hour, this is Lock and Load on a Monday. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Just got notified, of course, that Texas Law Shield is in court doing what they do. So we're just going to move on. We'll hit them later on in the week. And as we move on, let's go back to the phones. Nicole in Texas. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Bill. I love your phone, or I love your radio show. I listen to it every morning.
Well, thank you.
Lots of good information there, lots of good information. You know, right before the break, you were talking about going into households that weren't able to have guns in their homes, excuse me, and that sort of thing. And I was in the military, and in the military, there's that smoking cessation program.
Yes.
Where they help you quit smoking. And there's a pill, Wellbutrin, that they give you as part of the program to help you quit smoking.
How about that?
And... yeah, exactly. Goes in your record and everything. But you get out, and two of my buddies have experienced this. They got out, tried to get their CHL. They were denied.
Because of their treatment.
Because, yes, sir, yes, sir. So, you know, it's happening. This happens. So I have two buddies of mine that happened to, so.
My boss and I discuss this quite often because I am a military veteran, too. I didn't smoke when I was in the military, so I never had anybody come to me and say, well, would you like to take part in the cessation of smoking program? So that was never a big deal. What they're doing, see, they started out, and you probably know this, they started out with the veterans who were older veterans who were completely disabled and you know, had veterans disability. And now, since they got away with that, now they're coming to you guys, the younger generation of veterans that have been in the sandbox.
Oh, yeah, he's in his 30s.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is going to have to be addressed. There's no...
Definitely.
You know, taking a bunch of people that volunteer to go out there to defend the Constitution and then denying them their constitutional rights when they get out because of what you put them through.
Yes.
Because of what you did with them while you had them and everything else. I can't say it out loud or we'll get slammed around by the FCC. It makes my blood boil. It makes my blood boil.
Definitely. Well, and then you go and they're all over the news and they're talking about how 20 veterans are killing themselves a day. And I got to wonder how much of that is really true and how much of that is they're trying to set up this idea that, well, veterans are mentally unstable. I mean, we already know
yes.
that they're trying to set
yes.
the idea
yes.
that veterans are mentally unstable. But they're just, it's just, you know, wax on a surfboard, just making it glide that much smoother. Oh, man, they're killing, you know, killing themselves 20 times a day. And it's pretty suspicious. And then, you know, like I said, I find out two of my friends get letters in the mail stating you're no longer allowed to have a gun because you took Wellbutrin, which... They had, and in the military, they don't tell you, hey, this was used for depressants. It's an antidepressant.
Right.
They don't tell you that. They just say, It is a like Zyban, I believe, the name of it.
It's part of a family of drugs they call psychotropics.
Exactly. Yeah. And it just so happens that one of the byproducts of it is helped you quit smoking, which it's a psychotropic drug. It's going to change the chemical balance of your brain. So of course, I guess you would want to quit smoking.
Yeah. You know, I look at this and I think some people have some of these grabbers, and I mean, I qualify for VA benefits, and until something mm-hmm. changes within the VA, if I go take part in with my VA benefit, I'm not giving over my life to them, and they should not
right.
believe that they have taken over my life. But it seems like they're doing that with a lot of you younger veterans.
Oh, yeah.
I think that somewhere on high, somebody's looked out there at the veteran community, and since Iraq and Afghanistan, we have a lot of new veterans out there in the system that are combat-tested, combat-proven. And they realize, I think, that when a veteran, when a recruit graduates from basic training and feels like they've really accomplished something, and their chest is stuck way out there, and maybe for the
right.
first time in their young lives, they've done something alone, but as a part of something bigger than themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's a feeling that you don't ever, you know, you get jaded in the middle. How much time did you spend in the military?
I spent 6. My husband spent 8. But you get pretty jaded, especially,
yes.
You know, during the Bush administration and... You know, I was in Japan when 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was.
But even so, when you got out, you don't regret your time, right?
Oh, no, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I think it is a very good experience for young single men. I think it is an awesome. Well, young single women, too. Families, it's kind of hard, but because, you know, the powers that be like to thrust you into war at any time. But. So you never really know when you're never going to see your family member again. But I absolutely loved it. You got to see things that you'd never get to see. I tell friends all the time that, you know, if your child is wanting to join the military, let them. It's an awesome experience.
Yeah, and when they come out, they're different people when they come through it. But veterans tend to believe that oath they take. And that's
yes.
what I think is
yes.
part and parcel of the issue. If you can disarm somebody, you know, most people, even the police, don't run to fire like a combat veteran hears gunshots and says, I got to go find out what that is and stop it.
Mm-hmm.
That just becomes, and once you've been in a situation like that, it is, you know, if it's been a while, it might take you a split second before you make that decision to do it, but it becomes instinctive. And they know that. They know that.
Right.
And something's got to be done
right.
about that, because our veterans, I, you, your friends, we all deserve a lot better, because not many of us volunteer to do that. Not many of us do that percentage-wise in the United States of America today, or have done it. And everything that a veteran is promised, they should get willingly handed to them. They should be patted on the back and say, thanks. Thanks for standing up on that hill and making sure that I could sleep well behind you. And
mm-hmm.
they're not getting anything near that. They're getting the 180 degrees away from it.
Oh, definitely. You know, I, like you said, I'm surrounded more by civilians than veterans, definitely. But, you know, when we do come across them, and they try to make it sound like we're the minority, you know, that gun activists and that Second Amendment lovers, that we're the minority. But every time I come across someone, they're either carrying or they have no problem with anyone else carrying.
Yeah,
I mean, granted, I am in Austin, Texas, so it's got a lot of them here. But
very good.
Can't really throw a stone without hitting one. But in any case, I just wanted to call and, you know, give you a little bit of news about some veterans. And
we are looking at it, and what we're trying
yeah.
to, I think Pratt is trying to get a couple of movers and shakers in there. The very best we can hope to do right now is just arrest it a little bit. We need to slow it down and make a couple of changes in government and then reverse it wholesale.
Definitely, yeah.
I mean, these veterans, they're basically under indictment without having committed a crime. They're under indictment. Now they're being treated like lawbreakers for taking a drug that, you know, they tell you in the military, this is not a democracy. And somebody probably, you know, when you go on sick call, you're expected to do whatever the doctor tells you. It's not like you can as a civilian.
Oh, yeah.
Say, hey, I'm not taking that, you quack. Nicole, I got
it. Right. Oh, definitely.
Going into the break, you feel free to call me anytime.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bill. You have a fantastic day.
You too. I'm getting tired of the way the veterans get treated in the United States. That could be a bad day in Baghdad for politicians, too. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go back to the phones to Kathy in California. Good morning.
Good morning. This is not about the Second Amendment, but the Fourth Amendment. Where I live, they have decided to send us out little letters stating that they will help you with graffiti removal if you sign this form.
Right.
And this allows third-party, them or whoever, to come on your property and remove graffiti off your property, and you don't hold them harmless if they hurt you, personal injury, anything. and remove the graffiti, and if they do damage to your property, they're not held responsible for that either. I think it's a way around the Fourth Amendment.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't removing graffiti just painting over it? How do you damage a structure painting it?
Exactly. And but that's what it says. If they damage your property or they hurt somebody in your property, I mean, once they get on your property, can they come into your house? You know, I think it's a way of trying to get around the Fourth Amendment.
How many people are participating in this?
Huh? You know?
How many people are saying, oh, this is a great idea. I don't have to do anything, and they'll take care of it. The government will take care of all. How many people are going with that?
I don't know. I'm limited to my house right now because of back problems.
Right.
And so I don't know, but I notified my neighbors. And, of course, my next-door neighbor, he has a gun, and he's saw me into the Constitution big time. And my other neighbor thought it was a water bill until he opened it up and he threw it away. So, but we've got a lot of Mexicans, and, of course, they have it in Spanish, too, for them to read.
Sure.
But I don't know how many people are going to buy into this. I've been trying to get the word out when I go to my dentist's office or something like that, or a doctor's appointment, do not to throw that letter away or something and do not send it in. But I thought that was kind of a sneaky way of them coming onto your property.
And, It is.
And I don't know where if it works here, they'll pass it somewhere else.
Well, especially in California, although I'm hoping the Leland Yee thing makes everybody in California take a real hard look at your General Assembly there.
Oh, I know it's bad. We have Jesuit Jerry Brown, who works for the Pope. We got gun grabber Feinstein.
Yeah.
And I don't know where Barbara Boxer stands, but I'm sure she's right with her.
Oh, Barbara Boxer is Feinstein light. She just doesn't get as much press.
Right. And I can't believe these people are still in office. I have voted against them. I don't know how many times. We voted against the Eighth Amendment. I don't know how many times, and now they shoved it down our throat. I mean, it's to me, if your propositions don't even get passed through like you want, or they can walk over them, I mean, three times they have turned that around on us, and now the federal government came in and did it again. I mean, I can't believe that if you can't get a proposition done the way you want, where do we stand with the politicians? I think they just flat put them in office because, well, we had the great pick of Meg, whatever her name was. I can't remember her last name now.
The former CEO of, what was it? Was it
Jerry Brown. And I knew Jerry Brown was already in. I didn't want Meg in there, so I voted for a Tea Party person or something, and of course Jerry Brown got in again. And I mean, this guy is older than dirt.
Well, he's recycled too. I mean, he's been governor before.
I know.
And what, he served both of his terms, and then he wasn't eligible to run again. And then I guess over a period of time of however long that's been between Gray Davis and Schwarzenegger, and then I guess it was time he could run again. And California reelected him. Now, how did California do under him in the first place? Not very well.
Well, I was in Texas at the time when he was in office the first time, but my mother was here, my parents, and they said the med flies he was going on about were in his office, that they didn't have any med flies.
Right.
But, I don't know. We had Gray Davis, who's a Knight of Columbus, who reports to the Vatican. we got Arnie, and when they're reelecting George Bush the second time around,
right,
we were allowed to see Fahrenheit 9/11 in this state.
How nice.
Isn't that neat? And all the other TV, that movie was showing on all the other states, but this one.
Right. You know, as far as California is a work in progress, gun owners of California is there. They're very active. Sam Tarradas is just a bulldog. He's been doing it since the 70s. I know that they are talking about doing recall elections there with some people, and they're getting out there because most of them are Hispanic, and they're saying, well, this is racist. No, has nothing to do with race, and we're going to recall you anyway, but call us whatever you want. But as to your question about letting people into your house under any auspice whatsoever, ever, where they're doing something which you either should or should do if you want to, or should not do if you don't care to or couldn't care less. My answer would be no, especially in California with their track record.
Well, anywhere. But, I mean, that's giving them permission on your property, and the way I look at it, they're not allowed to step foot on my property without me letting them on.
Well, I mean, and if they're out there saying, we'd like to come and help you eradicate graffiti, and while we're painting over that, if we hurt your repair, okay, we're going to repair. Just when people spray paint graffiti, does that physically change the structure? It doesn't, does it? They don't have to repair anything but paint over it, right?
Right.
Sandblast it, perhaps. I don't know how they would do it. But if they're going to get out there and say, and we're not, you know, if we hurt you or your property, we're not liable. I would err on the side of caution and just say, well, you know what? I'm not even going to be concerned with it. I've gotten used to it. It sort of reminds me of abstract art. And just let it be. Just tell them just to stay out of my, get off my lawn, you know?
Yeah. Well, I just filed the letter away. So if they say I signed it, I can say, no, I didn't. Here it is.
Yep. Very good. Well, I hope your back gets better soon.
Yeah, me too. It's a long go. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there in case some other city out there tries to pull this.
They're always trying to come against some constitutional God-given right.
Exactly. Just read your Bible and you'll know what's going on.
There you go.
Thank you so much, and you have a great day.
You too, Kathy. Stay safe. Hope your back gets better soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. California is very, very bad about that, and California as a subject actually segues well for me. I was talking about how, from the desk of Alan Corwin, they're describing how unheralded by the media it has become a rule of thumb to where if there's a prohibited person in the house that can't have a gun, then nobody in the house can have a gun, which is unconstitutional to go that way. It is unconstitutional to go that way. And we were talking about the, you know, this 90% number they keep giving out. Let me rephrase the question for you. If there is a fictitious 90% of you out there that agree with what they said, here's a thought experiment opinion poll for you. The bill proposed for universal background checks will create a government list of everyone in America who owns firearms and makes a criminal out of anyone whose list of guns is inaccurate or incomplete. Do you support this? Still think that would be 90 or 92%? Do you? When we get back, we're going to talk about there was an analysis run on background checks by Brian Potratz in Wyoming. It was reviewed by Corwin and gun rights attorney Dave Hardy. And we're going to talk about what he found out in that study of background checks, in this analysis of background checks, which they say stops so many crimes. Well, now we're going to talk about what it actually does and doesn't do for your own edification. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Don't ask of the sorrow.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming from the desk of Alan Corwin is this, he's talking about, well, he's talking about a lot of things, but this is an analysis done on background checks by Brian Potratz of Wyoming, and it was reviewed by Mr. Corwin and gun rights attorney Dave Hardy. And it didn't receive really that much attention when it came out, of course, because it's pro-gun. It makes it clear that if a prohibited possessor lives anywhere, no one else who lives there can have free access to firearms or ammunition. Like the veterans that Nicole called about. They're now prohibited possessors. So if they live somewhere with people, those people can't have guns in that at that address. That's the way it works. You start with one person in there, and then de facto, with some unwritten reg, make it to where nobody, you know, that's the way they enforce it. Now, you can try to say, well, I have certain security measures. But if you can't prove that to the BATFE's unwritten standard, you become a felon for providing contraband to a prohibited person, even if they never touch anything. Now, prohibited person. They're taking veterans that have taken Wellbutrin and putting them in the same classification as multi-offender felons. That's what they're doing. Even a single round of ammo out in the open would put the prohibited person in violation of proximity to guns or ammo, which is a red tape concoction that is long, it's a long stretch from the law has passed, which talks about possession. This is the same standard they use for drug busts, technically called constructive possession, enabling them to arrest everyone in a house where drugs are found or planted, and courts have backed this method completely. The government is going to take, as they always do, the most restrictive view it can take. If freedom is at stake, drive a stake through freedom, even if it's just a little bit more. Mere presence in the same home meets their definition of possession and creates the violation. Then you become a prohibited possessor. You get the gun disability. The real downside is that this now creates prohibited households. Entire private homes where you cannot have a readily available gun for emergencies or even for cleaning or to show it to friends. Everyone in the house is technically disarmed by the presence of one person on the NICS index. Now, the anti-rights people don't care. They don't mind it a bit. It's like a 4-to-1 sale on gun bans for an average-sized family. And it's unlikely the antis actually work this out ahead of time. It's a boost, though, for the forces of darkness, because for every person they can find, they can get on that NICS index, that's a multiplier for people they've disarmed. If there's five people from five separate families added to the NICS index, figure 10 to 20 or more denied their rights in their home. It's a winning solution for them. Mr. Potrack goes on to predict that the NICS index, the prohibited persons list, could be cross-referenced with hunting licenses, concealed carry, FOID, or similar databases to identify addresses where violations might be occurring. This sort of cross-checking is routine police work. It happens all the time in California. It happens all the time in New York. He also suggests BATFE would be able to claim that such correlations are de facto probable cause for a warrant to check for arrest a prohibited person in possession of firearms, ammunition. Any guesses how that would be served? Well, they've got guns. Dust off the flashbangs, boys. We're going in. This threat to the right to keep and bear arms has not hit the radar of any of the national gun rights groups publicly. It has hit ours, because I'm talking about it. But millions of people nationwide are suffering from it right now. Now, the concept of constructive possession regarding firearms is an affront to freedom, and it should be abandoned in favor of actual physical possession with deliberate mens rea, which is criminal intent. Prohibited households, that's a miscarriage of justice. And anyone attempting to prosecute such a case should be brought up on charges themselves. And they should be put under the jail. They're denying our rights. This is a civil rights thing. This is a civil rights thing. A civil rights issue. Is there anybody out there that has somebody in the family on the prohibited persons list, and you've been told that you too can't have a gun because of constructive possession? That's a nefarious term, too, constructive possession. We have we've talked about this briefly before, and we're going to start on this because, first of all, your odds of ever meeting up with an active shooter who is plying his trade are very, very rare. They've got to be akin to being attacked by a great white shark on some street in Pennsylvania. The term active shooter is a very abused, maligned term, but it does get immediate coverage from all news and cable networks across the nation, especially if there's an AR-15 involved. It is a term that is used to send chills down people's spines, because we're going to immediately associate from here on out the active shooter with a school shooting, or at the very least with innocent people getting gunned down. Now, with Columbine, that signaled a shift in the way law enforcement looks at these shooters. And they've taken great steps to try to prepare against them. Even your frontline officer has received training and equipment that was heretofore only reserved for SWAT teams, which, you know, that was not a bad idea to do that with these cats, as far as I'm concerned. It's when they decided to start turning them into, you know, Sergeant Rock. Police work is not military work. Okay? Military work means you're going to go in, you're going to kick in the door. If you've got insurgents in there, well, you're going to kill every one of them, and you're going to walk out the door, and you go into the next door. That's not police work. Police work has nothing akin to that. It is nothing akin to that. Police work is to uphold the law, which is normally an after-action report for them more than anything else. Crime has to occur for police work to occur. Now, the method used to be, when dealing with an active shooter, to set up a perimeter. And then, after you've done that, you've made an assessment, then you start thinking about making an active entry to hunt the shooter down if he has decided to not kill himself already. Even with all this focus on active shooting incidents, we find that these events are still happening today. Why they can happen and the reasons and motives is not really important when the bullets are flying. When the shooting is occurring, don't sit back there with your drawn weapon saying, I wonder what socioeconomic and possibly medical or mental issues have driven this person to do this. Find the opportunity and stop them. Ask, shoot, and then ask the questions. Because he certainly is shooting. And you have to stop that, because the sooner you stop it, the sooner the carnage stops along with it. Now, if you happen to be lucky, enough to live in a state, which is all of them nowadays, that enables you to carry a weapon, or if you're in law enforcement, carry your weapon. I know a lot of people in South Carolina that have the permit that don't carry the weapon. I haven't figured them out yet. When a shooter's looking for targets, the targets that he's looking for are people that are running away screaming and cowering for help. A target is not someone that is moving up on them and is getting ready to shoot back. If he sees somebody moving from cover to cover, that's disconcerting for the active shooter. If that defender gets a tactical advantage, he's in a position to start presenting effective rounds on the active shooter. The active shooter may not have a chance to kill himself. Whether you're carrying a weapon or not, you should always be at least in condition yellow. Walking around in condition white, you may as well be just, you know, as you go about your daily life, just go, bah, bah. Because you're a target waiting to be sourced, if you will. Nothing wrong. There's nothing paranoid about looking around you and assessing the situation as it goes. You can carry things with you, at least in your car. But if you can carry a weapon, carry that on you. Don't leave it in the car. We'll be right back with this on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Modern Patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones. John in Austin. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Well, here we are again talking about gun grabbers.
Well, they never go away. They're the gift that keeps on giving. They just keep changing and morphing and everything else. It's like playing whack-a-mole.
Or herpes.
Yeah.
Oh,
my.
Whack-a-mole herpes. There we go.
There you go.
The thing that gets me is they're so adamant. The vigor at which these politicians and groups are wanting to come after law-abiding citizens to get their firearms, veterans, and everything. People who have done nothing to break the law, who have shown no probable cause, no intent, nothing. And, you know, you go to, like, you go to bed one night and you're fine. You wake up the next morning and you're a class three felon. And, you know, people are tired of it. And we want to, and the question keeps coming up, why? Why are you so adamant about this? And, you know, now the little people on the ground, the liberal little people, the liberals on the ground walking around, they're saying, well, it's for the children, it's for safety, it's for this, it's for that. And, you know, and I say, what are you going to do if someone kicks down your door in the middle of the afternoon on a home invasion, you come running out of the house screaming, do you want me to stand there with my cell phone or do you want me to stand there with my 45?
You can lay it down afterwards or pick up your mobile phone. You're going to need somebody to clean things up.
Well, yeah. But you know what I'm saying, Bill. I mean,
you know, one thing that I think would happen as far as these, I think most of these gun-grabbing types that aren't members of organizations that sit around and just parrot what they hear, that show up at the protests, that show up at all these other places, they, in the event that all things happen the way they want it to, they would be the ones that are betrayed. They would be the ones that are caught off guard. What, like, because obviously, whatever reason that they want to do this for, they have another agenda that follows after that. First we get the guns, then we do question mark. There's a lot of things they could do with that question mark, and we would be in no position to do anything about it. And
I mean, a disarmed populace, we've seen what happens when you take the guns away.
Sure. That was exactly what Bill Ayers would have loved to have seen. With the Weather Underground, and you know, it's interesting that Barack Obama's campaign launched in his living room.
I mean, there's another guy that has cranial rectal impaction with low motility. You know, I'm just so tired of the same group, same little genetic band being thrust upon us as leaders, and. You know, how we got a Barack Obama, well, that's, I'm getting off topic, but my thing is, you know, I enjoy firearms. I enjoy going shooting. I enjoy many aspects of it. I also understand the responsibilities, and I would like to think that I'm a very responsible gun owner. And, you know, to have these liberal types lecture me in a arrogant, I'm better than you, condescending voice, like I'm some Neanderthal, is really getting weary. And especially when they have no facts, nothing to back it up, just emotion and opinion. And, you know,
well, it's not only that they don't have any facts. They have had what they wanted in the past. They have had we introduced background checks to the thing. We had an assault weapon magazine capacity ban in place for 10 years. And in places where gun control is strongest, murder goes up.
Right.
In places where they don't have assault weapons because they're banned, murder goes up. And we not only have, you know, on one thing, it's not even a good emotional argument. It's an out-and-out lie.
I mean, you know, I just point, I tell you, you know, I just say, get on the net and go do Chicago, go do Detroit, go do that, and then compare that with Kennesaw, Georgia.
Yeah.
And, you know, or why don't you do Hitler Germany and post-Hitler Germany, if you want to look at the government aspect of it.
Right.
Or this or that. Whatever you want to do, it's out there. Or Australia or England now. You know, you were talking about also the raids and these SWAT teams and tactical teams. Bill, let me tell you something. You cannot believe the adrenaline. The last one I did was a suit up at 4:30 in the morning to go into a very posh neighborhood in a, out in West Texas into about a 7,000 square foot house.
Wow.
Yeah, big time. And every, the DEA was, they were going to run the entry. I was in the back of the stack. And I'm sitting there getting kitted up with some of the guys from my office who were tech people, you know, computers and this and that. And just, they said the change in me was visible about becoming more aggressive, becoming more focused, you know, as you're putting on your body armor and you're getting all strapped up and you're getting ready to go. And then the ride out there and then coming up the neighborhood, you know, coming up the thing and up to the door and breaching and, you know, it's amazing these houses are even standing when it's over.
Yeah.
I mean,
what were they serving the warrant for?
I worked in Medicaid fraud. It was healthcare fraud.
Healthcare fraud. See, the whole premise behind that, and I'm going to run out of time here in just a minute, John, but the whole premise behind that?
The documents, that he might have had documents and evidence in his home.
But don't you only do the no-knock if you're afraid they're going to destroy it? Wouldn't you notice smoke coming out of the chimney from it being burnt?
Or the lights flickering from
something like that.
From the shredders going. I thought it was too much too, but I lost control of it.
How do they, let me ask you a question, when they knock down every door and blow out every window with a flashbang and everything, and then seize the house, how do they sell the house that they just wrecked? I know they're looking to make some money.
Well, hopefully it's not damaged too bad, but the, that's when DOJ steps in and it goes into asset forfeiture. And they love the medical cases because we always ramp up a ton of money owed. You know, like in this case, I identified $8 million in fraud over 36 months. And so, what?
And that deserves a no-knock warrant.
As it turned out, there was another thing that I wasn't aware of, because what happens is the feds get involved, obviously, and I was state, and sometimes they don't tell their state brothers what's going on because they feel that we are not deserving to know all the inside skinny.
And you know what? If somebody's going to make me strap up and go into harm's way, I'm going to be knowing the skinny, John. Thanks for the call. I'm flipping into the next hour. When we get back, we'll continue talking about active shooters and what to do on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.